Alrighty. Hello, Divine Ones. This is Reverend Ann Perswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for call number one of our 25K and 25 Days program, where we are going to tap into our divine abundance, the divine abundance that is ours by our birthright. So you're going to hear me talking a lot about money and how we can connect with the energy of money, how we can hold our vision, which can be hard to do when we see evidence that, you know, money ain't there, right? During our tapping, I'm going to talk with you about a lot of the emotions that come up because we look at what's in front of us. We look at the evidence of what is, and we say, well, that's what's so. That's the way it is. How could it be different? And yet we're called to stand in faith. We're called to hold a different vision so that we can expand into that vision. Alignment means that expansion. And we are going to work on what's keeping us from being aligned. All right. Let's all take a nice deep breath in. Get present to this moment right now. Right here. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity to be here today, to share today with one another a chance to expand into who we are here to be, what we've come to do. We are grateful. We call in our guides, we call in our angels, we ask for the vision to be made clear for our lives. We ask for the alignment to be easy, and we know that this is a given. We know that this is so, and we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We know that only love is spoken here, and so it is. So we're going to tap on a belief that says it's too much to ask for that money. It's too much. I want that much money, and then some. Heck, I want that much money each week. Wouldn't that be nice? That would be too much to ask for, wouldn't it? Maybe not. But it seems as though that's a lot. It's a lot of money. Keep rubbing. Keep tapping right there. It's a lot of money. And it's a lot to ask for. I mean, look at all the people who are starving. Look at all the people who don't have anything. Look at all the people who don't even have a meal tonight. How could I ask for so much? I feel a little bit like Oliver. Please, sir, may I have some more? More, he says. And he grabs me by the ear and takes me out and sells me on the street. A boy, boy for sale. That's how I feel. If I ask for more, then I'm going to be taken out and sold or yelled at. How dare I ask for more? I want you to pay attention right now to where you feel this in your body. How strong do you feel this sense of I can't ask for more, even a shame of asking? Pay attention. Note, scale of 1 to 10, how strong is it? Just note it and stay present because we're going to start tapping now. How could I ask for more? Start at the top of your head. How could I ask for more? Between the eyes. When other people are struggling, side of the eyes. Other people are starving, under the eyes. Aren't I being greedy? Under the nose. I'm being greedy by asking for more. the chin. Who do I think I am? Collarbone. Who do I think I am to ask? Who do I think I am to even think that I could get that? Under the arm. Greedy is what I am. Stay with the feeling. If you have a feeling about this, stay with it. Don't lose it. Stay with it. The wrist. It feels horrible. Because I feel like I'm taking away from someone else. Karate chop. I feel like I'm taking someone else's food out of their mouth. Top of the head. I feel like I'm the one who's making them starve. Between the eyes. It feels awful. Side of the eyes. I can feel it in my body. Note where you feel it. Under the eyes. It doesn't feel good. Under the nose. I feel sad or guilty or whatever emotion is coming up for you. Notice it. Be aware of it. I don't want to be that to someone else. The chin. I want to be the person who helps someone have more. Collarbone. I want to be the person who helps, not who takes away. Under the arm. And it feels like if I ask for more, the wrist, then I'm taking away. Karate chop. I'm taking away someone else's good. Top of the head. I do not want to do that. Between the eyes. Therefore, no way do I want to ask for more. Side of the eyes. It's scary to ask for more. Under the eyes. Especially if I'm taking it from someone else. Under the nose. Because in my experience, the chin, everything has a limit, collarbone, including resources, including money. Under the arm. In my experience, money is limited. The wrist. And so therefore, if I ask for more, the karate chop, I am limiting someone else. I'm taking from them. Top of the head, and that makes me sad. How could I ask for more? When right now, between the eyes, I have enough. It might be a tight enough, but I have enough. Side of the eyes. Under the eyes. I have food. Under the nose. Shelter. I can put gas in the car. Chin. Karate chop. I can do certain things. Under the arm. I have clothes in my closet to wear. Wrist. I can wash clothes. I have dishes on which to eat. Karate chop. How could I ask for more? I have enough. I've been told. Just be grateful. Grateful for what you have. Top of the head. Why would I be asking for more? Between the eyes, because I want more. Side of the eyes. And it feels greedy under the eyes. It feels greedy Under the nose. It especially feels greedy to be asking for $25,000 in 25 days. What are you, crazy? Chin. Maybe it's not so crazy after all. Collarbone. Maybe money isn't limited. At least not the way I see it under the arm. Maybe there's another possibility here that I'm not even aware of. Wrist. Maybe there's a different way of looking at this. Karate chop. Maybe instead of it's wrong to ask for more, top of the head, it's what's natural to do. It's what I'm born to do between the eyes, side of the eyes. This is what I'm born to do. I'm born to expand under the eyes. And that includes expanding in my financial world. Under the nose. A tree expands. It reaches to the light, it reaches to the sun to grow into all that it was meant to do, meant to be, meant to express. Your chin. Why am I any different? I'm not. Why is it that I have money wrapped up as a wrong for wanting more? Collarbone. Except that I was told once upon a time, again and again, under the arm, that it's wrong to want more money, because if I have that, I'm taking away. But what if, wrist, what if they were wrong? What if that's not the case at all? Karate chop. What if there's an infinite abundance of supply in the world? Top of the head. And it's up to me to be in alignment with an abundant supply in my own life between the eyes. What if by my fears that I'm being greedy, side of the eyes, I'm actually saying no thank you? Oh, I can't do that. That would be greedy. Under the eyes. I can't ask for that. That would be too greedy. Under the nose. I can't ask for that. That would be too much. The chin. I can't be greedy. But what if? Collarbone. What if asking is the beginning of the expansion and the saying, no, I can't, stops it under the arm? What if asking is the appropriate, perfect first step in co-creating? What if I am stunting myself by not asking? What if, under the arm, I am stunting my own abundance, my own possibility from my fear? Wrist. What if the things I was taught aren't true? Karate chop. What if there's an abundance in the universe, an abundant amount of money, all waiting for me to say yes to? Top of the head. What if that was my reality? What if that was my truth? And I believed it between the eyes. And I believed it side of the eyes. What if I'm saying no unwittingly under the eyes? Not intending to under the nose. Who would do that? Chin. What if? What if it's actually up to me to say yes? Collarbone. To stop believing my fears are the truth. Under the arm. Well, I'm willing to explore that possibility. Wrist. I'm willing to see if that could be a truth. Karate chop. I'm willing to see what might happen if I say, well, yeah. Top of the head. I'm willing to consider that it's okay to ask for what I want. Between the eyes, I'm willing to consider that it's okay to create what I want. Under the eyes. I'm willing to consider that not only is it okay to ask for what I want and create what I want under the nose, but to actually do it. And that it's okay to actually do it. And not only is it okay, chin, it's what I'm here to do. That the asking is the beginning of the creating and the doing. I'm willing, it's collarbone, I'm willing to consider that I'm not asking enough. Just stay there for a minute and just really feel that. I'm willing to consider that I'm not asking enough. Because I'm afraid someone won't like me. Because I'm afraid I'll get in trouble. Because I'm afraid I'll be taken out by my ear and sold. I'm willing to consider that it's time to let that go under the arm. I'm willing to consider that it's time to let it go, to stop being afraid of asking for what I want. The wrist. It's time to stop being afraid to ask for what I want. Karate chop. I can do that. I could even start today. Top of the head. I can start by asking for little things. I can start practicing by asking little things between the eyes. Asking someone to do something for me. Asking someone to get something for me, side of the eyes. Asking for what I want, under the eyes. It's time for me to be aware of what I want so that I may ask for it, under the nose. And every day I get clearer and clearer about what I want. The chin. I'm willing to ask. I'm willing to ask. I'm willing to ask. And this is my truth. And so it is. All right, everybody, nice deep breath. And with that, Divine Ones, go get your divine on, and I'll see you on the call tomorrow. Bye, everybody.